SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on a Monday night on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. A new week of CNL, and a big week indeed, because you've made it through all the months and months and months and months and months. No football, no nothing, and that's now over with. It's over with because there is college football, real college football, on the docket this Saturday. It is officially game week for college football. So we will, of course, get into that. We got a lot of win totals to do. Lots of stuff involving college football tonight, that's for sure. We got some live baseball going on. I'm after some homers. Joe's after some, I'm sure, some alt-overs. There's a lot of late-night games, so we'll have plenty of that to look at. And then we have the golf. Big win for Hideki Matsuyama as they head out to Colorado this week for the BMW with only 50 players left. And a lot more, a lot of NFL preseason takes from Joe, too, about who's going to be starting quarterback on some of these teams. Mike Carver and the Encyclopedia of College Football, the one, the only. Go! Ferda to Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Officially game week. It's a football show. It's a football show. How about that?
It's football week, baby. As they are, I'm sure they're already settled in. I'm sure they're there already, right? They got to spend the whole week there, Florida State. Maybe they leave today or tomorrow. Got to spend most of the week there. All part of the festivities in Dublin at the Aviva for FSU and Georgia Tech. And, man, I can't wait for that game, Joe. I see all these people.
Really?
I see all these people starting to already say it. Georgia Tech's live dog. Georgia Tech's this. Georgia Tech's
pounding
that.
Pounding it. They're pounding it,
they,
Corbin. They're pounding it.
Keep pounding it. Keep sending it my way because I'm going to smash Florida State on Saturday, Joe. Smash play. Triple dog diamond smash play with FSU.
We're on the same side. That's scary. But I like the over.
Good way to start the year. Why can't we root together? Good way to start the year.
All right. Not a bad take. I am on two totals tonight. Of course, I took the total in the Toronto-Cincinnati game. All right, 2-2. But I have the over in the Met game. Can I get there? 10.5?
Yeah, I hope so. I could use an Alonzo homer in that. Could always use some guys from Baltimore. I played Rushman small, too. We could use some stuff in the Oriole game. Why not?
Well, let me just say this. The double dime, five diamond crypto NFL preseason came in over the weekend.
It did, but you also like alted it six legs up, so I don't know how much of that you actually got.
The people didn't always alt it. The people didn't always alt it.
I hope the people didn't alt it. I hope they stayed with just the regular number, because you're right. You did get the triple dog. By the way, was that the only game that went over this weekend?
Might have been. I didn't even look.
It might have been, Joe. Oh, Joe, did you see the numbers for the overs and unders? Hold on, Joe. Let me bring this up for you. You want to hear this?
No, the Kansas City Chiefs game went over 24-23.
Okay, fine. Unders are 26-7 in the NFL preseason. That is a cool 79%, Joe. 79% to the under.
Wow.
That's got to make you sick because you love playing the overs in these games.
I picked the needle out of the haystack.
You did pick the needle out of the haystack.
I also gave out. Okay.
Is this an Colts. I said it? I said it!
I gave out two preseason winners. The Colts.
Did you give that out? You gave it out?
Yeah, on the show, Friday. Okay. Go back to the tape.
Okay. I'll check that. Miller, I knew the Vikings Browns was going to be in there. What do you mean? What's the breaking news, Joe? I can't.
Miller,
now,
did Moss. You get, Miller
did
Moss.
You get that on Instagram?
Starting, no, on three. Miller Moss named starting quarterback by Lincoln Riley.
I mean, didn't we know that was happening?
No.
I don't get this whole naming like now the Boise State one was a surprise, right? That was a kind of a surprise. But these ones where it's like everybody knew Will Howard was going to be the starter at Ohio State. What do we need an announcement for? Well, everybody knew that Moss was going to be the starter at USC, didn't they?
Yeah, I mean, for the most part. I mean, yeah,
but all these stories are coming out now. Malik Murphy at Duke?
Well, that's your guy. That's your guy. Texas
hey,
transfer.
Give me the
Manny,
over.
Manny Diaz. I couldn't get it done in Miami. I'm going to get it done at Duke.
A little less pressure. Doesn't
oh,
have
yeah?
You know what, Joe? He's going to be able to do there in Durham. Relax and just coach football. Doesn't have to worry about a lifestyle or a turnover chain or who's this booster, that booster. At Duke, there's only one thing you got to do. It's like Elko was doing. You just got to win some football games. That's it. You're not expected to win the national championship. Good blue collar, good blue collar, hard nosed coach like Manny Diaz can
hey,
go
listen,
in there.
Manny, we're gonna pay you $8 to $10 million, but we don't care if you go, you know, 500. They just win us a couple of games. Beat Miami once or twice every other year, you'll be all right.
Well, listen, Joe, I'm not saying obviously if he goes 6-6 the next 3 years, he's gonna get whacked. But what I'm saying is get the school back to respectability, which is what Elko started. Elko had them respectable, nine wins.
Had them respectable.
Yeah, they've moved up a couple pegs here the last few years.
Up a couple of pegs? What are you talking about? You're
they've
very
been better.
High on this
consistent bowl team. I'm in, man.
I tell you, you're really praying at Elko's feet. Oh my!
I'm in, baby.
He must have won you some money because I tell you, kumbaya. You have the velour sweatsuit on with the headband. You're drinking the sauce. I mean, whatever it takes. Holy cow! He sucked you right in, didn't he?
I'm in. I'm all in on Duke.
Yeah, this Jimenez.
About as all in as you can get. Well, I got this Miami game locked up. Did we get a burger time, Homer? Can we get burger time?
It's 5-1.
I see 5-2. I see 5-2. Give me the ColecoVision here. What do you got for me? I got burger time up.
Yeah, whatever.
I need a Homer for burger time. Can he go yard there?
All of a sudden, these Orioles, right? What happened to these Orioles? They can't score all of a sudden.
Yeah, they didn't get it done there. They go to the bottom of the fourth. Nothing happening in that on that one, Joe.
This guy Peterson's a gas can.
He's been okay. I wouldn't call him a gas can.
Yeah, he's not Dwight Gooden, okay?
The gas cans we got tonight is this Fulmer on Anaheim. He's a gas can, so I hope you're in on the Royals.
I'm not.
Of course you're not.
I'm in on the Rays.
Okay, just the total?
Dodgers?
What number do you need for the raise?
9.5. This Boyle, I mean, 7.39 ERA.
For who, the A's?
Yeah. I mean...
Yeah, he stinks.
You want to talk about a gas can? I think I want to be in on the twin over, too.
Yeah, I don't love that one.
No.
No. I like the Giant White Sox.
And the other one I'm in on
like
a lot that I like is the Giants. I think they're going to wrap the White Sox.
Wow. Lead off homer for Duran for the Red Sox. 1-0 Red Sox. 1-0 Boston.
Here we go. Every Red Sox.
And off of your boy Kikuchi.
Off and running. Here we go.
Off and running indeed. Can we get Ellie at some point tonight, too?
Unbelievable.
Got a lot of guys in the mix here.
Unbelievable.
Just getting going on a Monday night. Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Boom. Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe. I never really got to get into all this, so let me quickly do it. The Diamondbacks lead the Marlins 5-2, top of the sixth in Miami. We've got 2-2 Reds and Jays, bottom four in Toronto. Big bad Vlad with a homer there for the Jays.
All right.
Mets lead the Orioles 2-0, bottom of the fourth. That, of course, was a J.D. Martinez homer in the first. Nothing on the board since then. I'd like to see that game pick up a little bit, see some business pick up. And then three games just underway in the last few minutes. Pirates and Rangers are already in the bottom of the first. Seager's up. Can he go yard here against Louis Ortiz?
Nice. It would be nice.
You in on this game, Rangers-Pirates?
Nah, let me see. Yes, I think I am. I think I have it altered to 11.5.
Wow.
Yes, right. 11.5.
I mentioned to you that the Red Sox are already on the board. 1-0, they lead the Astros. Jaron Duran leadoff homer into the Crawford boxes. So 1-0 there. And the Royals and the Angels are scoreless, top first. Angels have a man on second with two out. And then we still have, Joe, four games later on. Rays, A's, you mentioned, Bradley and Boyle with a 7.5. Twins and the Padres. Oh, Seager, did he get it, Joe?
Did he get it?
He got it, Joe. He got it. Seager got it. He got it, Joe.
Let's go.
Let's go here.
449. Let's get this party started, right?
Let's get it rolling here. Come on now. Let's get some.
Let's get this party started. Sexy, right? Let's go.
Okay. Twins, Padres is a 7. King and Matthews. White Sox, Giants, Harrison and Cannon, a 7.5. And after we actually get off, Joe, Mariners and Dodgers late night in Los Angeles. Stone and Brian Wu going that one with an 8.5. So we have some things happening, Joe, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I really need the Mets to get this run in and put some pressure on the Orioles here. Two outs, I mean, would be nice, Carver, right? I mean, Alvarez is up. Come on, Alvarez. Every time I take the Met game, it's a dead under. Every time I don't bet it, it goes flies right through. It's incredible. All right.
Are you ready? You're just really ready for football so that you don't have to play baseball anymore.
You want my true answer?
Yeah, you are. You can admit it. You can admit it. It's okay. You're ready. You're because honestly, once we get to, in terms of like us, like we guys show, like at the end of next week, like then there's college football, like Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, like and then NFL, and then the following NFL is, you know, Wednesday, Thursday. You know, it'll be actually Thursday, Friday, right? Because you have the Brazil game Friday night, and then it's you have college football, so it's on, Joe. I mean, this is really the last. You know, week where you don't have any weeknights with any football on. This is the last week.
Thankfully.
Because next week you have college football on Thursday and Friday.
Yeah. I can't wait.
That's where you'll shut it down. Although I feel like you'll still, because you've gotten so into it, you'll, instead of playing like three alt baseball overs, you'll slide one in with a college football play. You know, you'll slide in some late night, you know, Dodger Giant over 11.5 with some college, like, you know, Illinois or whoever. You know, you'll have some college football game that you'll
put. Look at you trying to peg me down, trying to peg.
You know what you can. You know what's gonna happen. I mean, just say it. You know it's true.
Yeah, probably. Look at the baseball. I got the Mets, runners on first and third, two outs. Can we convert here, Taylor?
Can we?
I don't know. It'd be nice. Single would at least score one. I mean, if the guy's fast at first, maybe he could get there. He's got to be running on the crack of the bat. Do they ever do that anymore? Crack of the bat, they're running?
Sure. When there's two outs, you could do that. Two outs, you got to run on the crack of the bat. Everybody get moving. Right, Joe?
Yeah, I
know. Everybody get moving.
Give me the crack of that.
I thought I put Seager somewhere here. What is happening, Joe? I'm looking through all my slips. I thought I had Seager in one of my round robins here tonight. I'm just making sure of that. Because I'm looking around and I don't see him. That's going to upset me, Joe.
In play. Base it. Come on. Is that a hit? 105 mile an hour torque.
Torque.
3-0 Mets.
Wow, who got it?
Taylor.
Homer?
No, single.
Okay, okay. All right, just asking.
Now who's up? Who do you need in the Met game? Who's up here? Let's see, Big Bats, Big Bad Vlad. Who's up? Pete Alonso?
Big Bad Vlad.
Pete Alonso?
All right, we got okay, I had Seager with Vlad, and I need Fitz Rushman or Vinny P.
Let me tell you.
We get Vinny from the block?
No, I don't know. These Reds are gutless, man. 2-2 again.
Who's gutless? What?
Nah, the Reds. It's just a gutless team.
I'm sorry.
Bader, Harrison Bader, hometown kid. Got traded, right? From the Yankees?
Yeah, he did.
All right, so come on. See, I know my stuff.
You know what's going on, Joe.
I know
you're
what's
in
going on. Not my first rodeo. Come on, could he get a 2-out single here? Let me tell you, your guy, by the way, De La Cruz, dead to me. Dead to me. I had the over 10.5 yesterday.
Okay.
Down 4-1, bottom 7, 1 out, bases loaded. Who gets up?
Ellie?
Strikes out.
Did he? He's coming up next here. I could really use a homer from him.
Struck out with the bases loaded. Dead to me.
Carver and Lucy Sports Grid Radio. 844-436-8879. Monday night on the grid. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lacey, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. All right, Joe. You mentioned 3-0 Mets. They're in the top of the fifth. Maybe the Orioles can start to contribute a little bit in that game. It would be nice. The Royals are already threatening here. They've got a couple on and 2 out now with MJ Melendez up. So we'll see if they can crack through against this Fulmer on Anaheim, who absolutely stinks.
This guy's a gas can. I mean, no offense, but, like, really, what do we got going on? These Reds, I hate that. The Reds are dead.
I know. Ellie just grounded out.
I tell you, he doesn't have his head in the game, I don't think. He gets up. He's just nonchalant. Swing at everything.
Nonchalant.
A lot of these guys, bases loaded yesterday. Just put the bat on the ball. Protect these guys. 0-2, they're just sitting there.
Miami's got a couple on here, Joe, against Arizona. They got
no outs.
On the
no outs.
No outs. Let's go.
You're right. Here come the Royals.
Yeah, I told you they're gonna.
Two outs. 3-2
pitch. I think they're going to smash him tonight.
Come on with these Mets.
Like my boy Vinny P. Be great if he homered tonight, too. Witt and Vinny P., the guys I got, they're both on base. No homer, though. They'll get one eventually, one of them.
I have over Pittsburgh, Texas, 11.5.
Bases loaded Royals now. Another walk.
Boy. All they do is have bases loaded. They smashed the Reds on Saturday. I wish I would have altered that total. I didn't. I took it just, 9.5. Smashed it.
You're not as focused on the weekend.
You know what I was doing. Come on. Don't start.
I'm just saying. You're not as focused on the weekend. It's okay. I'm not either. 5-3 to Arizona. 5-3.
Yeah, here they come. I haven't seen a base runner in this Toronto game in the last 3 innings.
Yeah, it's been quiet.
Since I saw 2-2, it's been dead. Now, here's the thing, Carver. I watched the football, but I watched it on ColecoVision, not even on YouTube.
Oh, man. So you haven't watched all the film yet?
I watched it when I got home, but you know what I was doing. I was watching the bet on ColecoVision.
Jeez. I gotta tell you, I might have watched more on Saturday than you, just by accident. I texted you. He played one snap and he got mauled in the end zone.
It would have like been great if somebody would have jumped on it, because that would have given me the over.
I'm telling you now, won't be on the team opening day.
That's unnecessary.
He's there just to fill out a roster spot.
He's a filler. Here we go with the filler. He's a filler.
I'll tell you a few things. NFL guys,
God, tell
that
me.
Played. We played a clip of Antonio Pierce today.
Yeah.
On Coast to Coast. Yeah. Like, you could tell, like, if he had his choice, he wouldn't want either of these guys playing quarterback.
I understand,
so bad.
But I already bet them to make the playoffs plus 320. So, thank you.
Why would you? Why? Why? Why?
I believe in Gardner. He's a riverboat gambler, baby.
Oh, God.
He's a riverboat gambler. Gardner Minshew, it's stuck together with a little Flex Seal and oil, and he finds a way to get it done. He doesn't have the strongest arm, but put him on a team, he'll make them better.
He's good in small doses.
He's my quarterback. They're the second best team in the AFC West. Everybody raving about this Bo Nix. Oh, too big to fail. This is it. This is 2008 all over again. Too big to fail. 3-1 Mets. 3-1 Mets.
Who do we
right
got?
Out of the gate. Somebody
who hit
went
it?
Yard. Hang on. Who hit it?
No, nah, it wasn't a yarder.
Who that? Who that?
It was an RBI ground out. Nobody went yard.
That's okay.
I need homers.
That's
you need runs.
Not good.
We can make it so that it helps everyone. You know, we can.
All right, here comes Texas, Pittsburgh, runners on.
Let's go, Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here on a Monday night in the grid. New week of CNL. Getting us going. Marlins are getting it going, Joe. They've just got another one in. 5-4 in the bottom of the sixth. Still runners on the corners and one out, and Arizona's getting taking Fott out of there, and they're putting Ginkle in. So you need, what, 11.5 there?
I don't have that game. I have the
I thought you had the Arizona game.
No, I have the Texas game.
Come on.
I got everything but the Arizona game. I wish
you
I
know,
had
I'm
the
sitting
Arizona.
Here trying. I'm actually put it on to root for you. I don't really have anything going on here. I put it on to root it in for you.
That's the only
and,
game I
and you don't
have.
Even have
sure
it.
Sure enough, that's the one flying through.
Man, Joe.
There's any base runners. Sure. That number was 8.5, 9. What do I need? I need this Texas game. They had runners on first and second. What happened? Nothing. All of a sudden.
Nothing. Can we get Alonzo coming up here soon for the Mets? Can we get the polar bear?
Got a runner on. Can we get him on? Can we hit something?
By the way, you know who just made the last out for the Angels is your boy, Mickey. Forget the cognac. Get me the moniac.
Yeah. Go with the moniac. But you can say get me. Okay?
Go with the moniac.
Go with the moniac. Mickey Moniac. Carver, yeah. Let me just tell you this. Okay? You there?
Yeah.
Did I lose
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I'm listening. I got something distracted me. Go ahead.
That's okay. There is going to be one of these games are going to break out. We're going to catch this. I don't know if it's going to be. I think it's going to be the Tampa Bay game. I really do. I think
I think you got a couple of candidates. I think the Tampa Bay game could.
I think the San Francisco game can.
I do, too. I think so, too. I'm on Fitzy to homer there. We got a good number on Fitzy.
All right, we got runners on here. We got runners in the Mets have a runner on, and all of a sudden we got the Reds have somebody on. Can we convert here? Third down conversions are big. Come on. I got to start.
Wasn't many third down conversions for the Steelers on Saturday.
Yeah, but Carver, who's going to be the starting quarterback?
Justin Fields is going to
be the starter. Don't
they
start
both
with
suck.
Me.
They both suck.
But Carver, but all right, hang on. Can I dial it back? Okay.
Sure,
Matt Canada sucked last year as offensive coordinator, right?
Yeah. And what's this guy that they brought in?
Well, we're going to run it. Run. Right?
He couldn't we're even gonna
utilize
run it.
Bijan. Couldn't even utilize Bijan Robinson. He thought Tyler Algiers was the second coming of, I don't know. Who did he think he was? Derrick Henry? You tell me. Oh, we're going to run it with Algiers. Tyler Algiers. The guy ran a 4.7 at BYU. He's pounding the rock. Bijan Robinson is looks like Billy Sims out there. Unbelievable.
He looks like Billy Sims out there. All right, Tyler O'Neill's up here. Can Tyler O'Neill go deep here, Joe? Let's go. For the Red Sox. Let's go. Big fly for O'Neill.
I don't need that game. Can you root the
I do.
In for me?
I do. I need that one. Now, I was sitting here thinking you had the Arizona game, and I was trying to root it in, and you tell me it's the only game you don't have on the board. Well, I got this one. Let's get O'Neill here.
All right. I'm going to go over with this Oakland game.
And a lot of our great listeners are on O'Neill, too. So.
All right, come on. That's great listeners. We have great listeners. Not good listeners, great listeners.
Everybody wants to see this guy go deep tonight. And this hump. You know, this guy, whoever was on first gets thrown out trying to steal, so now we got to wait till next inning. Yeah, I mean, come on. You got O'Neill up who destroys Kikuchi. What are you trying to steal second for?
Trying to help
Stupid.
Him out.
Enough. I mean, come
Could
on,
the Dodgers
Joe.
Rip open this Wu tonight? Can they rip him open?
Wu's been pretty good.
How good? How good has Wu been?
I mean, look, I only know that he doesn't give up a lot of homers, so.
No? They're going to smash him tonight. They're going to smash this guy.
Oh, okay.
Tonight.
All right. You say so.
Lisi said it. If I
you're,
said
you're
it.
You're saying it. I said it. I said it. You're doing the I said it? All right.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm doing the I said it. Lisi said it. Okay?
All right. I guess right. so. I mean, there it is. What's done is done. Case closed.
That's it. What's done is done. I mean, I don't know what you want me to say. It's like, yeah, that's it. It's over.
All right. The Reds got two on and no out here in the top of the sixth. And they're taking Gossman out. So let's see,
right,
Joe,
good,
if we can get
good.
Something
come
going.
On, come on. Smash this guy. Smash him.
This awful Toronto bullpen, which has been smashed around lately.
Come on. Could these Mets convert Carver? What do we
I'm
have
watching
here?
It. I got one out, man on first.
J.D. Martinez. Come on. Just put the
we
bat
want,
on the ball, kid.
Three let's let him outs. Walk, and then Alonso hit a three-run homer.
All right, fine. Whatever you need. That's a base hit for Martinez.
Okay.
All right.
There it is.
Go. Okay. Come on, Alonso.
I'm way behind on
We're believers.
Feed.
Come on, Alonzo.
Did he get a hit?
Yeah, he did. J.D. Martinez got
okay.
a hit.
I don't see that here, so.
I don't know. Unless
That's
the,
not
unless
what I'm
Coleco,
seeing.
Coleco Vision's over.
You see, here's where we run into a problem. I actually have the game on, and you're watching the Coleco Vision. What I have here, Joe, is the guy stole second. Actually, he walked. So there you go. He is look like he's going down to first.
This says the Mets player struck out.
Okay, then they call it a strikeout. How is that a strike?
I don't know.
Why did they? How did they call that a strike?
I don't know, but he's up. You know, this is this game cast is terrible. Can we stop with the interns already? Can we get somebody that understands a strikeout?
That was the second strike. That was the third ball. That's why. Now I see him strike out, Joe. So now he's out.
Can't.
All right, let's get Alonso here.
Jeez, they showed the hit with J.D. Martinez up.
He didn't. He didn't get
it. I know,
hit.
Carver. I'm watching the pitch by pitch. It shows Martinez.
And I'm,
up
here's the thing: you're watching words. I'm watching the actual game.
Maybe
so
I'm looking at AI.
What
Maybe
I'm seeing. I'm... What I'm seeing is, you know, unfortunately, Joe, it's going to be a little bit better than what you're doing.
No, maybe I'm on AI. Maybe this is like the wave of the future here.
It's the future. Could you get off? I want to see. I want to be surprised if he homers. Can you get off of it for a minute?
No, I'm not going to. I won't say it. I won't say it. You could be surprised. Okay?
No,
I'll hold it to myself.
Unreal.
What do you mean unreal?
All right, that's fine.
I'm not going to say anything. I got off of it. I'm not watching.
Okay. Watch another one. You got enough games that you're chasing. You trust me. You'll know if he gets a hit. If he gets a homer, at least. Because if he gets a homer, you'll really know. If he gets a hit, I'm going to complain. So, right? Isn't that how it usually goes?
Yeah. You're right. first and second.
Man, there's plenty of seats available at Citi Field tonight. Jeez.
I mean, it's a bad night. It was raining. I mean,
what does that mean? Go out to the game. You know, it's just
not everybody has all the cash like you.
Man, they walked him, Joe. That's just
that's good. Walker's as good as a hit. Remember that? Walker's as good as a hit, Carver.
For you. Not for me. Walk's not as good as a hit. All right, Joe, I move on off of that one. We're on to another one. You can go back to watching the little circles on that game. Which conference are we got to get? What are we doing next? We doing ACC tonight?
You want to? I pick the first one. We'll do ACC.
Okay. We'll get the ACC in the second hour.
Now, be careful. Let's mix it up. Remember what you did last time? You got all, you actually got yourself aggravated because you started with the two big boys.
Well, there's no teams with 10.5 win totals in the ACC, Joe, so we don't have to worry about that. We don't have any of those problems. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. 5-2 Reds. 5-2 Reds. Two-run double for Candelario.
All right.
So I told you, Joe, you know, you get that awful Toronto bullpen in the game. Actually, it was Ty France. Excuse me, Joe. Ty France with the double to the gap in right center. So 5-2 Reds. And once they got Gausman out of the game, they've been able to get to work here on the Jays. And they still got a lifetime left, right? Top five, top six
in that game. Walk them. Walk them.
6-2. 6-2 Reds.
Pound them. Pound them. 7-4 Arizona. Come on, Marte. Get on.
You're not on that game.
Bases loaded for the Mets. Bases loaded for the Mets. Come on. Walk them.
Eat the Granny Smith, I guess, right? Is that what you're looking
for? Not yet. They didn't walk him yet. It's 3-2 on Marte. Can they walk this guy? Come on, kid. Protect. Protect. Protect.
Meanwhile, very slow start for the Royals here, Joe. We like them to start getting things cooking.
I struck out this Marte. Oh, you gutless man.
He stinks.
Jeez.
Man, the Reds are teeing off now on the Blue Jays. Fraley doubles to drive in France, so 6-2. Can we get Ellie to put the cherry on top up here in a few batters?
That would be great. What's going on with this Ranger game? We got one homer and then nothing. They shut the
floor. Yeah, man on first, bottom third for the Rangers.
I went all late night tonight. I went over Tampa Bay, over White Sox, over Seattle.
I might add a little something for homers with just the four late night games.
Carver, I need 7 runs in this Met game. I mean, here we go.
7 runs Royals in the Met game. Here comes Bobby Witt. Can he go yard, Joe? Can we get Witt to go homer for the Royals here?
Come on, Bobby. Sit that red.
Bobby! Come on, Bobby!
Make believe your brother-in-law is throwing the meatballs. Come on.
Bobby!
Come on, Bobby. Throw that meatball. Throw him a meatball.
I wanted to ask you about this, too. Obviously, I like to throw in a lot of stuff that happened on the weekend.
Yeah. Mixing.
And I heard,
mixing.
I just heard
when you mix and match.
Kevin talking about it because I was going to bring it up to you anyway. Everybody made a real big deal that the Falcons didn't play Penix on Saturday. And Morris said afterwards, well, you know, we've seen what we needed to see from him. I mean, he's not supposed to play when the season actually starts, so you'd figure you'd want him to play now, right, Joe? But you think that maybe there's something bigger going on there?
I don't, unless, you know, I don't think he's going to start the season as the starter. I don't think Kirk Cousins is hurt like they think. If they are, why would they pay the investment? I mean, again, we go back to this, and if he is hurt, okay, or not healed 100%, then you all of a sudden have to be concerned about Aaron Rodgers, no? Right? Because of the same injury. So if all of a sudden there's negativity surrounding Kirk Cousins, there's got to be negativity surrounding Aaron Rodgers.
What was he, basically a month later?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Rodgers was the first game of the season. I think Cousins was in mid-October. So, which struck out. I mean, what a hump. You know, how about now? Can Vinny P make up for it? Should we get Vinny from the block?
Yeah. Vinny from the block. Could these Orioles do something, Carver? Every time I look, no runners on. Like, what is going on? This guy Peterson's like a gas can.
Can he give up one to Henderson here? Can Gunner hit one?
Sure, can't. Why not? Could he give up one to Henderson? None of my guys need anything, though, right? Can't get anything from my guys.
You know.
Look at this. This Rushman, you know.
Yeah, he stinks.
Here's the other superstar, Henderson, right? Oh, leader in the MLB home run contest, Duques. This guy's ridiculous.
He struck out. He struck out too.
No, it's got. He's up now, but he's got two Ks. Home run champ. Home run front runner.
You actually watching the game now?
No, I got it on ColecoVision. Mm-hmm.
So they give you stats up there too, huh?
Yeah, Peterson, 5 1/3 innings, 4 hits, no earned runs, 6 Ks, making him look like Rick Aguilera on there. It's amazing.
Rick Aguilera. Either way, so you think there's something more at work with Penix not playing?
I just think it has to do more with politics than it does anything else. I think it has to do with Penix not being, you know, yes, he should be getting the experience and getting the reps, but he probably looked above average. And what did he throw for 104 yards in his first performance? No touchdowns, no interceptions. And all of a sudden, you know, they don't want the optimism. Did it get out? What happened?
I think it was a foul ball. They're not
4-0 Texas. 4-0
Yeah,
Texas.
Now that one is out. Seager with his second homer of the night.
All right.
Seager. How is this not a homer for Vinny P? I need to see this, Joe. Vinny P down the line. Can we get a review or something? What? Well, they're all not. What are they doing?
I don't know. All right, so anyway.
I guess it's not a homer. 3-run homer for Seager, 4-0 Texas. Vinny P missed one by an inch. Ah, that would have been so big, Joe.
All right, well.
Vinny P.
Can we get back? So that's the thing, Carver. I think
Matias says Cousins isn't hurt. But Matias is also on the Falcon payroll, so we have to remember that when we
I know
he's loving
that. Texas Tech is paying me money.
What happened with the UFC Saturday night?
We kicked its ass, Carver. We kicked its ass. We got Duplessis. He submitted in round 4.
Joe had him for knockout.
I told him just to take the win. I told him to. I tried to. He said no. I did what I could.
He told you, Joe.
I told y'all he was going to take the double leg and take him down. It was beautiful, but Adesanya fought a good fight.
And Matias, you put it out like you were like John Madden out there with the play-by-play, frame-by-frame.
What do you mean?
Hey, the main event, we did good.
He's in the mix. What's the problem?
We were in the mix.
Double leg. We said it. Give him the answers for the test. He knew I lost a bet. He knew I lost it. Some might say he's showboating when he was peacocking.
Wow. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here. 7-4, Diamondbacks lead the Marlins, top 8 in Miami. 6-2, Reds lead the Jays, bottom 6. 3-1, Mets lead the Orioles, bottom 6. 4-0, Rangers lead the Pirates, top 4. 2-0, Red Sox lead the Astros, bottom 3. 1-0, Royals lead the Angels. They're going to the 4th. 4 games yet to start, which we'll circle back to in a little bit. All right, because we got a little bit all over the place, let's do this one thing at a time. First, Matias. How did it go seriously with the UFC on Saturday night? Because I heard we passed the test and all this other stuff. Did we get all the winners or not? Like, what's without Joe yelling at you? Which, you know, Joe, he played the knockout. It is what it is. What was the tally here for Saturday?
Guys, we went 5-2. We dropped the ball with Steve Ursig. Steve Ursig really disappointed me. I really went all in with him, too. I had him by decision. I also had him to win. I had him in some parlays. So he kind of really screwed everything up. But besides that, we nailed Rozenstruik via decision, which was huge because that was like plus 1,100. We also nailed Barathez via TKO against Li Jingliang. And then we also finished strong with Duplessis, which was great because there was a lot riding on him. But that was fantastic. It was good. And we rolled with the UFC. We rolled on to the next card, baby.
Huh. Which I'm sure is next week, right? I mean, they never take a week off, so they just continue to get right back into it, which is all right. I mean, that's what they
do. Back on the horse.
Back on the horse, indeed. All right, next. So you're saying, Matias, that everyone's nuts and that Cousins is fine, and this is all just they don't want Penix to get hurt behind the backup offensive line.
No, absolutely. And you know what? Mark Raimondi, who used to cover the UFC at ESPN, he no longer covers the UFC with them. He is now the Atlanta Falcons beat reporter. So I've been following Mark for a long, long time, and he covers the team amazingly, like by detail, step by step. You could go follow him on his X at Mark Raimondi, and he literally details every practice. And today, Cousins went through 11-for-11 perfectly fine, and he had a terrible practice today. He threw two interceptions, one of them being a pick six. It was also his birthday today. He got to cover the whole entire team's music selection, which went back to your favorite punk old school rock, Carver. So I think you had a great time at Falcons practice today. But he's been going with the ones every single day in 11-for-11s, and Penix actually has been going with the twos. And Raheem Morris actually said today that he's been happy about it because Penix hasn't gotten to go into Kirk Cousins' practice routine and steal any reps from him. They've been both getting their reps with the ones and with the twos. So, you know, there has not been an injury with Kirk Cousins. That's all hoopla.
There you go.
What do you think of that, Joe?
I said it. I said it first.
Now I want you, Joe, or you said it. What are you saying?
No, I just think it has to do with politics. I think it has to do with Penix showing up Cousins and being like, you know, playing better than potentially what Kirk is. I think that's what it is in a nutshell. Again, Kirk wasn't happy that Penix was drafted, and this is the whole situation. Why throw $80 million or whatever they threw at him, $150 million over 3 years? Because, you know, to draft an eighth round pick in the first round. You know, eighth pick in the first round. It's ridiculous.
Right, right.
So they're gonna bury this kid.
I still can't figure out why they took him.
Yeah, but again, they're gonna bury this kid.
It's 3 months later, and I still can't figure it out. So.
Well, let me ask you: do you think he's hurt? Here's what I could tell.
I don't know.
If he was hurt, the books know everything, okay? Whether
That's
you want
true.
To believe that or not, the books know anything. They're not putting the Atlanta Falcons at 11-1, 12-1 price with Michael Penix there. They're not hanging that number, okay?
No, they're not doing that.
It'll be the biggest rope-a-dope in the history, okay? So, okay. Right?
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I don't disagree. Jake McCarthy with a homer for Arizona. 8-4, it looks like. Wow.
9-4.
Got another hour. 9-4. Got another hour to go. Carver and Lisi Sports Grid. We're back on a grid right after this.